Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. No matter where in the world you live, there's a good chance that you're not hearing just how serious the radioactive tritium leaks from nuclear power plants really are. We're not just talking about the latest fallout from the earthquake in Japan, but leakage from nuclear power plants everywhere. An Associated Press investigation has reported that radioactive tritium has leaked from at least 48 of 65 U.S. commercial nuclear power sites, often into groundwater from corroded piping. Leaks from at least 37 of those facilities contained concentrations exceeding the federal drinking water standard, sometimes at hundreds of times the limit. And this is just what's going on in the U.S. According to an engineer who has worked for the industry, there are pipes that have been buried underground for 30 or 40 years, and they have never been inspected. They could have corrosion all over the place, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is looking the other way, even though there are more leaks predicted. While none is known to have reached public water supplies, any exposure to radioactivity, no matter how slight, boosts cancer risk. It's hard to know how far some leaks have traveled into groundwater. Tritium moves through soil quickly, and when it's detected, it often indicates the presence of more powerful radioactive isotopes that are often spilled at the same time. Looks like when it comes to nuclear fallout, the only way you're going to find out just how serious a threat is to you and your family is to do your own research. Tired of all the side effects of aspirin and all those harmful anti-inflammatory drugs? Maybe it's time to put some curry in your diet. Recent research reveals that curcumin, known for giving turmeric its bright yellow color, blocks important inflammatory pathways known to initiate tendinitis. Researchers are not suggesting that curry, turmeric, or curcumin are cures for inflammatory conditions such as tendinitis and arthritis, but these findings offer new treatment hope for sufferers of these inflammatory diseases. With drugs like NSAIDs, such as aspirin or ibuprofen, which are associated with undesirable side effects, using food and nutrition is a much better alternative. Remember that when it comes to using food and nutrition, it's not only what you add to your diet that helps, but also what you eliminate from your diet that is important. Processed foods, bad fats, sugar, and alcohol are a great place to start. Your body makes everything you need to feel good as long as you put in the right ingredients and there is no interference. And when I come back, the dark side of a popular germ killer and comfort foods explained.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
Triclosan, the active ingredient in many antibacterial soaps, kitchen cutting boards, and even toothpaste, may be great at killing germs, but there are questions about its safety. Several studies have shown that triclosan may alter hormone regulation or cause antibiotic resistance. Scientists have raised concerns about triclosan for decades, and some consumer groups want it banned in antiseptic products like hand soap and in products marketed to children. Scarily, a survey by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found the chemical present in the urine of 75% of Americans over the age of five. It would be one thing if adding the chemicals showed any real value in doing what the manufacturers claim, but in 2005, an advisory panel said triclosan-laced soap was no better at preventing illness than other soap and water. And for our last story, the effects of comfort food may all be in your head. We all have comfort foods that make us feel good. Researchers at the University in Belgium have begun to explain why certain foods make us feel better. They found that fat-rich foods may actually alter the brain's response to sadness and improve moods. Subjects in the study received either a fatty acid solution or saline. Their hunger, fullness, and moods were monitored during the induction of sad emotions. Those given the fatty acid solution had reduced effects of sadness on both a behavioral and neural level. While the mechanisms underlying this phenomenon are not completely understood, these findings increase the understanding of the interplay among emotions and food, which may have implications for disorders including obesity, eating disorders, and depression. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.